Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive Northwest. If you've not been out here, get out here and check it out. We've been having a great time out here today. It is a store like none other in West Michigan. If you are at all looking for a kind of a fun little thing to do in the winter, you can get out here and learn how to make bread. You can learn how to make wine. You can learn how to make beer. They got a big library out here of books that'll help you through that. But even more so, they got people here that have done all of this stuff that are veritable experts at all of this. Get out here and check it out. We're the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it is one of those places that is truly fun to do a remote at. You know, it's not like we're at a shoe factory or something. You know, you're at a place that's relevant. Of course, now, you know, you've got fresh beer, fresh bread, all the makings for all this stuff. But you got cigars, you've got coffee, wonderful weekend habitat. I mean, a good cigar and a good hearty beer out on your deck today, perfect.
Yeah, bluebird sky out there. It's going to be about 40 degrees. But let's talk a little bit about, it's a new year. Maybe Santa Claus brought you a little bit of money, or maybe brought you a gift card or something. And you want to get out, and we're talking about grills and smokers and what to buy, what to look for. We just kind of want to kick off the year with, let's talk a little bit of equipment. And Bob, you're the expert on this. It's what you do. So let's talk a little bit about the grills and the different kinds of grills that are out there and why you might want one over the other.
Well, you know, it's funny because I get a lot of hits on the website, and that's thegrillingguys.com. Our website's a blog, and you can send in a request or you can hit one of our posts. And some of the common questions or remarks that I get either there or on Facebook are, you know, you guys have finally gotten to me. I'm going out and I'm getting my first smoker. I love hearing that because, you know, I got into smoking years ago, and when I did, it was like an epiphany. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do this before? It's, you know, I love grilling, but you don't always want to grill. Sometimes you want to throw something on and leave for a couple hours or the day. And if you have a good smoker, like the good one, that you can count on, not temperature fluctuations and stuff, you can literally, I can load that thing up, and I can put a butt on there, go to bed, and then the next day, it's done. You've got just goodness there. So a smoker is a great thing to do this time of year because you can leave it and go back inside if it happens to be snowing or something.
So let's talk about, for those that don't know, and there may be some out there, what's the difference between a smoker and a grill? When you say smoker, what you said that there's some unique characteristics about it. What are those?
Well, yeah, there's lots of different types of smokers. If you go to like a Cabela's or something like that, they've got the Brinkman, the $100 to $200 basically metal cabinet that, you know, it's pretty crude. It's kind of what I'd call a caveman smoker. It's just a tin box. You put a little fire in it, and your meat will get done sooner or later.
Right.
But if you want to do something a little more consistent, then you're going to go to a little better manufacturer, something with some real engineering. Very few smokers have true engineering. And one of the reasons I love repping for the good one is it's one of the few smokers that's absolutely engineered. They've got, you know, just studies and specs and all this stuff. There's a reason it holds the temperature, I mean, to the degree for hours and hours and hours. You don't touch it.
That's right.
That's the beauty of smoking on a good smoker. And there's probably some other brands that'll do it like that. But the smokers I like are true indirect smokers. And it does have a firebox on it that you can throw a grate on. You can do some grilling on it. So it's a grill and a smoker. But it's a true smoker, unlike a Kamado cooker, which is really, you know, a 2,000-year-old Chinese invention that works kind of cool. They're ceramic. The Americans made them ceramic, so they one-upped it and made it a little better. And you've got one. You like it. It's another way to do it. But that's not a true smoker. That is a Kamado. And you can kind of smoke on it, but not the same as pit barbecue.
Yeah, the smoker you're talking about that I have, it's called a Big Green Egg. Many of you might have one of those. There's another, that one happens to be made in Mexico.
There's Bubba Keg, there's Primo, made in America.
Right.
There's one called Sapphire now on the market, Chinese job.
Yeah, but basically, they're all basically the same. They're a ceramic cooker, they're pretty heavy, and I had to buy an accessory called a plate setter, which is really, for lack of a better word, a ceramic shield between the heat and the grilling surface, so that smoking is really indirect heat. Is what you want to do is you want to separate the heat from the meat, and then put a little flavor wood on there. Apple, cherry, peach, hickory, mesquite. There's a lot of options out there, but you once you get your fire hot, you put that wood on there, and it kind of smolders and does what? It creates smoke, right? And the meat will accept that smoke up to about 140 degrees. Isn't that the number, Bob?
I do believe.
Yeah, and then after 140 degrees, it's cooking. It's not smoking anymore, so you put the flavor wood on early in the process.
That's right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. FM every Saturday 9 to 11. We're at Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive, and if you've never been out to Shawmut Hills, get in your car today. It's a beautiful day to take a little run over here. If you like fine beers, handcrafted beers, the best in Michigan, the best around the world, there's the best selection in Michigan, I believe, in this store. I don't know of a store that I've ever found in Michigan that has a bigger selection, and it's pretty deceptive because it doesn't look like that big a store on the outside, but when you walk in here, there's just rows and rows of beer.
And you're going to find things here you can't find anywhere else in town in West Michigan that I'm aware of. It's just cool. I look around. There's like over 40 varieties of wine here that you can make yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's self-contained kits. And there's people here that'll teach you how to do that. What a great thing to do in the winter. These kits produce 30 bottles of wine. Break it down. It's $2 or $3 a bottle by the time you get done, and you can make some really great, all the varieties. I'm seeing Zinfandels and Shiraz and Peace Porter, and there's a lot of them here. So you ought to get out here, 2840 Lake Michigan Drive, Northwest. It's Siciliano's Market. So
we were talking about smokers. And that's part of it. But when we come back, I want to talk about what you can do with those in your backyard this time of year.
Okay, that would be putting a little barbecue party in the winter. How about shaking it up? You got a little bit of the winter blues. Winter hasn't hit us quite yet, but it will. And plan one of these things. Get some people together. Make it a potluck. Make it a good time out in your backyard. We're going to teach you how to do that coming up in the next segment. Put together a winter barbecue. Then coming up a little later, we've got Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Wineries now. He's going to be joining us. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.